This is Rabbi Chaim Brotender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 82, Pei Bet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. Chapter 82 begins Mizmor La'asaf. And then we've come across Mizmor La'asaf many times, and there's no need to indicate again what it means. And then the statement Elokim Nitzav Badat Kel Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. I mean, of course, this is an introductory verse. That God is Nitzav, God stands, Ba'adat Kel, that God stands with those in heaven who are the Dayanim. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. Here I think that the word Elohim means Dayanim. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. And what this is not so much a statement about Hashem, even though this idea that judgment in heaven is not done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, but there is an Eidah, there are Tzivaot, there is some group with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this. Adat Kel. But here, this pasuk is introductory to what comes and sets the stage for the tochacha, for the harsh words that the Mishorer is going to say about the judges. Psukim Bet 2 until Zion inclusive. In other words, you judges, who know that you are imitative of God, that you're not just making decisions on your own, but you are, after all, you are judges. And judges means that you are able to determine what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Pasuk Bet, Ad Matai Tishpetu Avel. How long will you go on judging in this crass and crude way that you have decided for yourselves? Ad matai tishpetu avel upnei rishaim tisu, and you give preference to the wicked. How long will this go on? So that it's not just that the dayanim are acting poorly, that they're not honest and forthright. It's not just that, but it is also the fact that the Dayanim do not understand who they are, who they are supposed to be. That the Dayanim are in some way reflective of Hashem in heaven, who also is our judge. And also makes it possible for righteousness to reign. Shiftu dal v'yaton. Shiftu dal v'yaton. Judge the poor, the orphan. Ani v'rash atztiku. Look, you can't just, tzedek is not connected to riches. Righteousness is not connected to position or authority. And yet, apparently, the judges in the time of this Mishorer, well, I don't know if things have changed so much, the judges are not able to judge fairly. They're not able to be the kind of judges that one should be, that they should be. So, again, reflective off of the first pasuk, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adat Kev. that this is who you are, you judges. You are representing divine justice. Because justice, after all, comes through the Torah. And it's because of your knowledge of the Torah, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Gamir v'Savir. You are students. You studied the Torah. You understand the Torah. You're able to make a proper comparison between the case in the Torah and the cases outside of the Torah. It says, that gives you almost a divine status. You're reaching up to heaven in determining what the justice on earth is. Shiftu dal v'yatom, ani v'rash v'tzdiku. Paltu dal v'evyom, v'yad yirsha'im hatzilu. Paltu, allow them to escape. Allow the dal, the impoverished, evyon, those without status and power, to escape. Miyad Yishaim Hatzilu, save them from the wicked, who try to use the system of law and judgment to their own advantage. And they're not interested. They are definitely not interested in justice. They're interested in benefit. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu pasukei b'chashecha yitalachu yimotu kol mostei aretz. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu, he says, the shoftim, they didn't listen. They didn't understand who they were. They didn't understand what they should be. B'chashecha yitalachu, they're actually walking around in darkness. Darkness representing the lack of the light of the Torah. Yimotu, kol mostei aretz. Yimotu. In the future, there'll be a punishment. And the dayanim, these wicked dayanim, their whole world will shake and crumble. Yimotu kol mostei aretz. Ani amarti elokim atem, uvenei elyon kulchem. He says, I said, you know that Dayanim are called Elohim. That's the name that's given to them in the Torah. Elohim lo tekalel. And you have this divine knowledge. You know the Torah, and you're supposed to apply the Torah. But I say to you that Ani amarti Elohim atem, uvenei elyon kulchem. And I said that you are bnei elyon. You kind of live in heaven. You're not like everybody else. You're not like regular people. Achein ka'adam temutun. Uke'achad hasayim tipolu pasuk zayin. Pasuk 7. Achein ka'adam temutun. But I see that you're just regular people. That you die at the end of the day, you fall, you rise and fall as echad hasarim, one of the leaders, one of the people who are sarim. Kuma elokim shavta haaretz ki ata timchal b'chol hagoyim. Kuma elokim. God is beseeched by the author of the Mizmar, of this chapter of Tehillim, that God should rise up to judge the land. judge the whole land. Ki ata timchal b'chol ha'aretz. B'chol ha'goyim. Ki ata timchal b'chol ha'goyim. Because you, after all, have nachala, have an inheritance, have a place in all the world. With all of these people, the various people in the world. After all the goyim, all the nations of the world, are yours. They're in your hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you own the entire world from one place to another. And therefore, you, Hashem, have an interest in judgment, in Shafta Ha'aretz. So that, to sum up, this chapter of Tehillim speaks about the judges who do not always judge righteously, who are not always able to make that judgment. Because they don't realize who they are. And they don't understand what their position reflects. And so, it's very important, the Baal Mizmor Tehillim says very important to emphasize that mishpat, the judgment, is not simply about a reasonable order in the created world. But judgment rather is about how the world will be, under the aegis of God's justice. And that is what the judges tend to forget. That they are representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones who are gomer v'sover. They are the ones that the Gemara calls mumche l'rabim, somebody special, someone who has authority, someone who we can depend on, someone who knows that this is a world in which Elokim nitzav badat keil bekerev elokim yishpot, that God is the judge, and that in heaven judgment is writ large. Even when the actual decision is made on earth.